Hi, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Hi, Rob.
How are you doing?
Doing good. You recently got back from a trip from a bit of a long ways away, didn't you?
I did. I had an opportunity for the first time to go to Australia. And it was, I was going to attend a two-day conference, and at the same time, I got to spend 2 days touring advisor offices in Australia. So it was rather unique.
Yeah, we use Dimensional Fund Advisors, and they do a great job at sharing information. And one of the big advantages that we get out of this company is you get to see how not only people in Canada do business, other people in the world, how they do business. And we're more advanced in some, and we're behind in some ways to other countries. So it's nice that you can get a bit of a piece of that. Let's hear some insights on what you learned.
Well, I think what was interesting, I have toured a number of financial planning offices in the U.S. I've toured them in Canada. And now having, I also had an opportunity a few years ago to meet with some advisors from the UK. What this tour gave me a chance to do was to actually see some offices in Australia, but also to spend some time with some advisors from around the world. There were advisors there from Singapore, from China, from Europe, and also from the United States, as well as Canadian. So you really got to share some ideas. And there were a few things that were different. I had always assumed that Europe and Australia would be as far advanced in technology as we are here in Canada. And that's not the case. They're actually behind us by a few years. I think part of that is because we're so close to the U.S. and we know the U.S. are probably the leaders in terms of changes in the industry that are going on.
It's probably easier for them to develop things to work on the North American system before they, you know, they want to be making money developing a program to work in North America before they're going to spend money to put it to another country, right?
I think so. And I guess when you look at it, sort of makes sense. The U.S. is, 30% of their industry is technology.
Yep.
It's their biggest industry by far, and so it only makes sense that they're advanced. The other thing that was interesting for me was that in Australia, they've recently just had a royal commission on the investment industry, and it came out this February, and what it highlighted was that there are a number of what they called conflicts of interest that they are looking to eliminate. And a conflict of interest would be where, you may have your investments with a financial institution and you go to renegotiate your mortgage and they say that, well, if you bring the account from this other institution over, we'll give you a better rate. Or they incent their, maybe their tellers or their salespeople more commissions by selling company solutions, things like that. And so this Royal Commission has really turned the industry upside down in Australia. So here's the strange thing. There are four major banks in Australia. And today those banks are looking to get out of the investment industry. Could you ever see that happening here in Canada?
It seems far-fetched, but it is possible if,
We know those same conflicts of interest exist. They've been exposed in some of the, 2020 shows and things like that. They do exist in Canada. I don't think they're widespread, but they're certainly there. I mean, we had an interview just recently with an employee who wanted to leave one of the banks because they felt that they were being pressured to sell too much and they didn't enjoy the pressure. It is interesting. It's a different world. If you look down to the States, we've seen the other side, which is a lot of the advisors have chosen to leave the banks, but that was for a different reason. I think it was more to do with the whole financial crisis, and they didn't feel that their clients' money was as safe because of the financial crisis. That didn't happen in Canada.
Yeah, in Canada, we've had so much security with the big banks. They've become almost infallible. It's always concerning when you hear that because, you know, during the whole crisis, Citibank was bigger than any bank in Canada at the time, but they can always run into issues. I know even in Australia, they got rid of deferred sales charge many years ago too, didn't they?
They did. And I think that's a good thing long term. I don't think it's good to have these high front end commissions that are paid to the advisors at the expense of the clients. I'll be honest, there was a certain client base that I thought it worked for, especially younger investors, allowed them to get access to a good advisor. And that's one of the issues they're facing in Australia. A lot of advisors have left the industry. Same thing has happened in the UK. And that's not necessarily good for investors. They're going to have trouble finding someone they can turn to. Advisors are focusing on the larger client, leaving a gap in the advice.
Yeah, you need professionals in your life. And, you know, people always say, a lot of times when these things come up, they get away from this idea that no, everyone can do everything themselves because it's always the cheapest way. And, you know, it's funny because the medical system never comes under, no one ever expects them, everyone expects you to go see a doctor. They never have their pressure to go do everything yourself. But when you move to other areas of expertise, they begin to put this pressure on for people to do it themselves. You know, they always say if you're in court for anything, you should always have a lawyer. They say it takes an idiot to represent themselves. But, you know, when you go to the financial industry, everyone's saying you should do your own finances. It's a very different play they have on finances.
You're right. I mean, I think of the medical field, you know, the worst thing you can do is, you know, self-diagnose yourself on Google.
Yeah.
You know, you have a backache and you look it up on Google, and before you know it, you think you're about to die, or have a heart attack. I don't think advisors disappearing is a good thing. My experience over the years is people like having an advisor. They like having someone to turn to, someone to share ideas with, someone to help them with education. They don't want to become experts in it, but they certainly want to understand the basics. And yet they're not going to take the time themselves to do that. That's not everyone.
Yep.
I think, you know, this whole move to robo-advice is going to happen, but that's going to be for a segment of the population. There are some people that take an interest in finance, and certainly working with a robo-advisor probably makes good sense for that type of individual. But that's maybe one or two out of every 10 Canadians.
Robo-advice all it does is really manage the portfolio. And what we've discovered is managing the portfolio is really only probably 10 or 20% of the equation of what you actually need from your financial advisor.
We've talked about how often, you know, managing client behavior is probably one of the more difficult things we do. And you just never know when that's going to be an issue. Often it's the same time when markets go down or when markets go up and clients get too enthusiastic or when they get great, you know, stock recommendations from a friend and we've got to hold them back. We've never seen any of those work out. It is interesting. I do want to touch back on one thing though. You know, going on these office tours is truly a unique experience. I feel so lucky that I work in an industry that my competition, in theory, allows me to go into their office and share their ideas. And in turn, I get to do the same. I can't think of many businesses where that exists. I don't think Pepsi allows Coca-Cola executives to come and see their factories or their sales plan or their production line. I just don't see it.
Yeah, Dimensional has attracted over the years a unique group of advisors, and they're very similar. They all are out for the goal. They've always put the client first. Just by definition, how Dimensional works, your client's interests have to be put first. And there's a bunch of people, they don't have any Everything is done through fee-based accounts, so there's no extra fees on top. They're trying to do everything as cheap as possible. And it just creates a good environment for all offices to grow and share ideas.
Yeah, it's amazing how sharing ideas has really helped us, and I think made us better advisors, plain and simple. We're better advisors when we learn from some of the best on what they're doing as well.
Absolutely.
Well, that's today's episode. Thank you for listening to Think Smart with TMFG.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.